Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Our Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Catalyst by Keith Nobbs is a practical guide to persuasion that focuses less on winning arguments and more on creating the conditions for genuine change. Instead of treating people like targets to be convinced, the book frames influence as a process of lowering resistance, building trust, and helping others move themselves toward a new conclusion. Its central promise is that minds change when individuals feel safe, respected, and in control of their choices, especially when the topic is emotionally charged or tied to identity. Nobbs organizes common persuasion failures and replaces them with techniques that emphasize curiosity, listening, and strategic patience. The approach is suited to everyday situations such as workplace disagreements, family conflicts, sales conversations, and community debates where facts alone rarely do the job. By focusing on the psychology of decision-making and the social dynamics that shape belief, the book offers readers a repeatable framework for more productive conversations and more durable outcomes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why persuasion fails when it feels like pressure. A key idea in The Catalyst is that people do not resist change as much as they resist being changed. When a conversation carries the scent of control, judgment, or manipulation, it triggers defensiveness and a need to protect autonomy. The book highlights how common tactics like overwhelming someone with facts, debating harder, or cornering them with logic can backfire by intensifying identity threat. In many real-world disagreements, the other person is not evaluating evidence like a neutral judge. They are protecting belonging, status, and self-image. Nobbs emphasizes that persuasion starts by reducing the emotional cost of reconsidering a position. This means spotting subtle signals of resistance, such as sarcasm, topic shifting, repeated objections, and moral framing, then responding in ways that restore psychological safety. Instead of pushing for immediate agreement, the approach prioritizes keeping the person engaged and open. The topic also covers the importance of recognizing your own need to be right, since that urge often leaks into tone and word choice. By treating resistance as information rather than opposition, readers learn to shift from confrontation to collaboration, creating a path where the other person can change without losing face. Secondly, building trust through empathy and respect. The book underscores that trust is the gateway to influence, especially when stakes are high and beliefs are personal. Trust here is not just likability, it is the sense that you are safe, fair, and attentive. Nobbs stresses empathy as a skillful practice rather than a soft sentiment. It involves demonstrating that you understand what the person values, what they fear, and what experiences shape their view, without immediately trying to correct them. This can include reflecting back their concerns, validating the emotions behind their stance, and acknowledging the parts of their position that are reasonable. The topic explores how respect reduces the perceived risk of changing one's mind. If a person expects ridicule or triumphalism, they will defend their current position more fiercely. If they expect dignity, they can explore alternatives. Nobbs also points to the credibility effect of humility, admitting uncertainty, asking for clarification, and showing willingness to revise your own thinking. These behaviors signal that the conversation is not a trap. The result is a relational foundation where disagreement becomes less about winning and more about problem solving. For leaders, partners, and negotiators, this emphasis on trust turns persuasion into a long-term capability rather than a one-off tactic. Thirdly, asking questions that unlock self-persuasion. Rather than delivering a perfectly crafted argument, The Catalyst highlights the power of questions that help others examine their own reasoning. People are more likely to accept a new idea when they feel they arrived at it themselves. Nobbs presents questioning as a structured method. First, understand the person's goals and values, then explore how their current belief supports or conflicts with those aims. Effective questions are open-ended, specific, and non-judgmental. They invite detail, examples, and reflection instead of yes or no answers. The book also emphasizes sequencing, starting with easy, rapport-building questions before moving into deeper probes about assumptions, trade-offs, and consequences. Another aspect is calibration questions that test confidence and flexibility, such as asking how certain someone feels and what evidence would change their mind. Done well, this does not feel like cross-examination, it feels like curiosity. The approach also helps avoid the common trap of debating surface claims while missing the real driver underneath, such as fear of loss, loyalty to a group, or past disappointment. By guiding someone to articulate their own standards of proof and their own decision criteria, the reader becomes a facilitator of insight. This can lead to gradual, durable shifts that outlast the conversation. Fourthly, reducing friction with strategic framing in small steps. The Catalyst presents change as a journey, not a switch. If the proposed shift feels too large, too sudden, or too costly, resistance rises. Nobbs describes how to reduce friction by choosing frames that align with the other person's identity and priorities. For example, the same idea can be presented as protecting something they value rather than abandoning something they believe. This topic includes the usefulness of emphasizing choice, optionality, and experimentation, which preserves autonomy. Small steps matter. Instead of demanding full agreement, aim for micro-commitments such as agreeing on a shared goal, acknowledging a problem, or considering an alternative scenario. These increments create momentum without forcing a humiliating reversal. The book also highlights the role of timing and context. People are more open when they are not stressed, not performing for an audience, and not threatened by loss of status. Practical persuasion involves selecting the right moment and setting, and sometimes pausing the conversation rather than escalating. Another tool is simplifying decisions by reducing complexity and highlighting the most relevant trade-offs. By making change feel manageable and consistent with the person's self-concept, readers can help others move forward while maintaining dignity. This is especially valuable in organizations, where adoption often fails because the change feels imposed rather than owned. Lastly, handling conflict, objections, and high-stakes conversations. A major value of the book is guidance for situations where emotions run high and positions appear locked. Nobbs focuses on staying effective under pressure by managing tone, pacing, and goals. In conflict, the aim is not to crush objections but to understand what they protect. Objections often hide legitimate concerns about risk, fairness, or past experiences. The book encourages mapping objections into categories, then responding with tailored strategies such as clarifying misunderstandings, acknowledging valid risks, and exploring safeguards. Another theme is de-escalation, recognizing when the conversation has shifted into status defense and then stepping back to restore respect. This can include summarizing the other person's view accurately, agreeing on what is not being debated, and defining the decision boundary. Nobbs also addresses the impact of audiences. People are less willing to change in front of others because the social cost is higher. Moving difficult discussions into private, lower-stakes settings increases openness. The topic further emphasizes resilience, accepting that not every conversation will end with agreement, yet still building a relationship that allows future influence. Readers learn to measure success as progress, not conversion, and to use setbacks as information for the next attempt. This mindset helps professionals and families navigate ongoing disagreements without damaging trust. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who regularly need to influence others without authority, including managers, team leads, sales and customer-facing professionals, educators, coaches, and anyone navigating sensitive family or community discussions. It is also valuable for people who feel stuck in repetitive arguments where both sides share facts but nothing changes. The catalyst can benefit the reader's life by improving the quality of conversations. Fewer escalations, more cooperation, and more clarity about what actually drives decisions. Its emphasis on empathy, autonomy, and self-persuasion supports better relationships while still pursuing real outcomes. Compared with similar persuasion books that lean heavily on rhetorical tricks or debate-style logic, this approach is worth buying because it focuses on durable change rather than momentary agreement. It treats resistance as normal and workable, offering a framework that fits modern realities, where identity, distrust, and information overload shape beliefs. Readers come away with practical tools to ask better questions, reduce defensiveness, and move discussions forward in measurable steps. If you want influence that strengthens trust instead of consuming it, this book provides an actionable and humane method. If you would like to support Keith Nobbs, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.